Hello, thank you for calling Arch.Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
Hi, Lindsay. I'm calling because one of your trucks just showed up at my house and started installing, and I have never ordered Arch Fiber. So I want, and they showed me their phone and it had my address, but they had no name associated with it. So I want to make sure, I don't know how this happened, but I want to make sure that it's removed so I don't, I just happened to be home and walked out and heard them banging on my house.
Oh no, yes, I do understand and I do apologize for that. Let me see if I can check on that to verify what that could be about here. May I have your first and last name, please?
Agnes Moneypenny.
Okay, thank you. Let me see here. And your first name, Agnes, is that AGNUS?
NES.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
AGNES. Okay, and last name is that MONEY, PENNY?
Yep, one word.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, let me go ahead and look up to see if you do have an account for some reason. I'm not sure why, but let me just try here.
And I'm
Okay.
sorry, your name again?
Yes, my name is Lindsay.
Lindsay. Thank you, Lindsay.
Okay, you're welcome. Yes. Okay, let me see here. I was not seeing it there with your name, so let me see here. Can I try and look it up by your address instead?
Yes, please, because that's all they had.
Okay, yes.
It's 15A Edgewood, EDGEWOOD Drive, Saugerties.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me just check that here. And was that 15A as an Apple Edgewood Drive?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And is the 15 and A, is it together or is it separate?
I think it showed separate on his phone, but I'm not
Okay.
100% sure, so it could go either way.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, yes, I do see that here, 15A Edgewood Drive. Okay, yes, I do see an account set up here under a different name. Let me see here, Saugerties, New York. Okay, let me check that here. Okay, and the appointment was not supposed to be till 11:14. So they might have been doing a pre-drop appointment today. Yes, I do apologize for that, ma'am. Let me see here. What I can do is send this information over to my manager, just to verify that you did not order anything and that we do have somebody else's name here for that address. It might have been a mix-up somewhere.
Can you
What I
what name is listed?
let me see here. It is somebody else's name. I'm not sure if I'm able to give out that information, but it does have your address here. I do apologize for that. What I can do is talk to my manager about this issue and see if they can take a look. And if you would like them to contact you back, is this the best number here? 845-551-8522?
Yes, that would be the number to reach me at, please.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And I do apologize for that again. Let me go ahead and ask to see if there's been some mix-up here, and then someone will contact you back.
Okay, and I don't want this happening again, obviously. And then just one other note, Lindsay. I tried to do this through your chat, and I got a Cheryl who gave me an 800 number and gave me the wrong number. So you might want to tell them that they need to train their people better there because I had to go look it up and found out they just either have dyslexia and reversed the numbers or just weren't paying attention. And
Oh no,
then dropped my chat. It would not respond after that. So,
yes, I do apologize for that. Let me see here.
and the name was Cheryl.
Do you know the number that she did give you? So I can write that
Yeah, it
down.
ended in 4687 instead of 4867.
Oh, okay, yes, that is our
Yeah.
number there, 855-272-4867. I do apologize for that.
And she
Yes, I
gave
will
me
go.
4687. Yeah, is what
Yes,
she
I
typed
do.
into the chat.
Yes, I do apologize for that. Let me go ahead and ask my manager about this issue, so that they can contact the techs that are there and see what this is about, and then someone will contact you back.
I appreciate it, Lindsay. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.